Thanks for coming over to the app for the remaining games for week three of the fantasy football foursome. And we'll keep things rolling here. Jack, you've got Kansas City taking on your Falcons.
All right, we got the real Super Bowl preview. Patrick Mahomes coming to Atlanta to take a whooping. All right, so who are we putting in the trenches? On the Kansas City side, Mahomes, Rice, Kelce, Worthy. Steele, you want to probably put him in the trench, Sexy Flexy. If you're in a guillotine league, just be careful with the new guys. P. Ryan's on the bench, but you want to pick him up off of waivers. Go with the kicker, and I probably would not start their defense. Now on to the Atlanta Falcons beating the Eagles side of the ball. Kirk Cousins is going to get his first home win here. So I'm putting him in the trenches. If you got Kirk, start him. Bijan, Drake, Mooney, Pitts. I don't mind the kicker. Algiers on my bench, but he's not on the waiver wire. And I'm not starting that Falcons defense. So should be a pretty good game to watch. I like the Falcons to win it. In a
Kansas City favored by 3.5. All right, over to you, Lyle, for Monday Night Football game number one of this week, Jacksonville, Buffalo.
Yeah, back to the two Monday Night games. Interesting this week. For Jacksonville, they've had a rough start here, fantasy and in reality. Travis Etienne is a must-start. He's probably a back-end RB1, safe RB2. And the only other start I've got is Brian Thomas Jr., who's made the most of his targets. They haven't gotten the ball enough, but when he has gotten the ball in his hands, he's performed probably a safe wide receiver 3 or flex. I'm not playing Trevor Lawrence at this point. He's quarterback 21, I think. Evan Ingram's questionable with a hamstring, and it really doesn't look like he's going to play. If he would suit up, he'd be a good tight end mandatory option. But again, he's on Monday night, so you better have alternate options for Ingram. And then maybe a dart throw. I just think Christian Kirk can't be this bad all year, and I think there's going to be a lot of short passing. You're really in a pinch. I'll take Christian Kirk over Gabe Davis as a flex option. And then you got Buffalo, the three main starts. You got Josh Allen, James Cook. Those are studs. Keep them in your lineup. And I think you got to keep playing Dalton Kincaid at this point. It's going to be a top 10 tight end by the end of the year, so keep suiting him up. Probably the only other pass catcher would be Khalil Shakir. I think he's a safe wide receiver 3 as well, but for now I'm going to keep Coleman and Samuel and the rest of the Baltimore or Buffalo receivers on the bench. Do suit up that Bills defense, though. I think they're a top 10 unit this week.
Yeah, as the game passed Doug Peterson by, it's what it seems like to me. Chance of rain in the forecast, Buffalo favored by 4.5 points. And that brings us to Monday Night Football game 2, Justin, and that would be the Washington football team taking on Cincinnati.
I'm hopeful this will be a high-scoring affair on Monday night. I'll start on the Washington side of the ball. I'm going to trench Ryan Robinson Jr. I'm going to throw Jaden Daniels in there as well because it's a Monday night. If you need tight end help, Zach Ertz should be just fine. And that's it. I know I didn't say Terry McLaurin, but he's had like 12 points all season. So at the moment, I'm gonna keep him on the bench. Moving over to the Cincinnati side of the ball, we talked about during daily. I like Joe Burrow this week. Jamar Chase is an obvious play. If he's a go and practicing before the games, I'll play T. Higgins. And Zach Moss, I'm going to throw him in this week as well. Boy, that Bengals defense, that's a tricky one. I'm going to stay away from the defense. Not playing that Bengals D. Honestly, I never feel good about playing the Bengals defense, no matter what the matchup is. So, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins if he goes, and Zach Moss in the trenches. And I like that Mike Gesicki call. He's quietly been very useful for fantasy rosters the first couple of weeks. So I'd slide him in as well. If you're desperate, take a flyer on one of those other receivers.
Yeah. Like Yoshivas are you talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He scored a couple times last week. Anyway, Cincinnati favored by 7.5 points. And that's going to bring overtime to an end here on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for being with us. And we'll be right back here on the air next Saturday at 10. But as always, grab that app, which clearly you have, or find us online at 941theloon.com. Good luck, and we'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.